Hello,
Everyone.
good morning,
Good
good
morning.
afternoon, good whenever you're listening.
Good time of the day.
Good day.
Good insert time of the day here to everyone.
Hi.
Hi. And welcome to a new episode and a new type of episode that we're doing here on the Scientist to Read podcast, the podcast, however we say that.
Just the podcast.
On the
The podcast.
podcast, you know what we mean. And in this episode today, and in this type of episode going forward, we're going to be talking about our monthly theme and sort of, yeah, just having a little chat about the monthly theme and thoughts about it, books, other books that we might recommend that fit the theme, books that we want to read that fit the theme, and we'll try and not say theme quite as much as I just did now.
If anyone wants to turn it into a drinking game.
Yes, sh shot of espresso every
Oh
time we say a theme.
my God, you'd be wired.
Yeah. I have brought my Song of Achilles mug today to fit the
Very good. The theme. You know what I actually did? It's funny you say that because when I was making my coffee, I thought, do I have any mugs that would be appropriate for this? And I don't really, but I do have one with clouds on.
Oh,
And
that
I'm
sort
like,
of fits
it's
color
kind of
scheme wise.
like, yeah.
Especially like Greek myths and stuff, right?
Well, yeah. So it's as close as
That's
I can
good.
get.
I like the clouds. And it's a big mug, which is always good.
They're huge.
How are you doing today, Jan?
I'm okay, same old. Got my toast, got my coffee.
Nice.
The perfect Sunday morning. It
It's a
is
good Sunday
beautiful,
morning.
it's delicious. It's good for me. It's the perfect way to start the
It's kind of a nice day today as well.
It's a lovely day.
Like we're
We've got a lot of
doing,
blue sky.
yeah, we've got a lot of blue sky. We had a bit of sun earlier too. We're like recording this in mid-January this month. We'll hope to have these kinds of episodes out earlier in the month and then do the book episodes a bit later. So we'll see how that goes. This month, like January, is kind of like a mishmash month because we've still got stuff from last year. So our Legends and Lattes episode just came out today. And then
Woo.
that is exciting though, because that's like our books
We
from
did it.
2023
We did all
finished.
of them somehow. I can't believe we managed. I still can't believe we managed to
I
do them
know.
all.
I feel like we say this every
I
time, but we genuinely can't believe it when we say it. I'm very proud of us.
am.
But yeah, so we're gonna try and keep these a little bit shorter, just a bit of a chat about the theme, really. We'll see how the keeping it short goes. I think it'll depend on the theme probably.
Yes.
But yeah, our January theme is myths and legends, and we're
A
obviously
good theme.
reading Stone Blind by Natalie Haynes.
Yes.
And yeah, it was kind of your theme suggestion,
It
right?
was unofficially. Was it unofficially my
Yeah,
theme
well,
suggestion? It wasn't a Patreon month,
no.
but I'd previously suggested it.
Yeah, and I think it's a theme that we've kind of talked about in the book club before, in terms of, I think a lot of us like myth retellings and reimaginings, that kind of thing. So it was a theme that just kind of lent itself, and we like to do kind of like a fun, yeah, fun theme to start the year. So not that the rest aren't fun, but you know, it kind of was fitting
Well, yeah.
and a good one for us to chat about in our first theme episode too.
It is. It's a very good one for the first theme episode. I agree. Because we have read a couple of books on this theme before.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
So we read Song of Achilles.
That's probably the most obvious one.
What was the theme for that?
That was for Pride, I think,
I
because
thought,
we
yeah, I
read
thought
that.
so.
Yeah, that was, I can't remember what the actual theme was called, but it was for Pride Month that we read that, like, oh, like quite like a couple of years ago, in 21, I
I
think.
will. I'll keep my mouth shut about Song of Achilles because I have very controversial opinions about that book.
I've read someone else talking about Song of Achilles on Discord, And I think they also were
Recently.
listening to the audiobook and said they didn't like it.
Yeah, that was my problem.
I
For sure.
liked it. I loved it.
A lot of people do. Like it's a
Yeah, it's
huge,
a kind of like a
hugely popular
classic now,
book.
isn't it?
Yeah. But I have read Circe by the same author, by Madeline Miller,
Yes.
a while ago, probably 4 or 5 years ago now. But I remember enjoying that.
Yeah, I enjoyed Circe as
So.
well. I think Circe is probably, like, when it comes to especially Greek myth retellings, like, Circe is along a similar line of a lot of the other books that have been coming out, like sort of like the women's point of view kind of
Yes.
books. Song of Achilles is a bit different in that it's not a woman, but I think it's still quite a, obviously it's still a very different point of view, looking at Achilles's life and love and stuff. But yeah, it's kind of, I feel like it's cool. Like for me, I don't know what it was like for you, because I was one of those kids who loved Greek mythology. Like I had this, it was like an, it wasn't an audio book, it was like an audio, I don't know, I guess kind of the old version of a podcast when I was younger, like on CD in German. This guy, he's an author. I can't, I'll find his name. I'll link them below if I can find it. But I think I've tried to find them online and I can't find them. But he had this like series of basically telling like all the Greek myths. And I guess even that in itself is kind of a retelling, obviously, because you're not getting it from the source, but who is getting it from the source these days? Apart from time travelers. But
Maybe he was a time traveler.
maybe, yeah. But yeah, so I used to listen to those all the time. Like I re-listened to those so many times. So I have like, yeah, I was obsessed with Greek mythology when I was younger.
I did go through a bit of a Greek mythology phase, and it but it was more in my te late teens. Because I watched Percy Jackson. So me and my friend from high school watched the Percy Jackson film because Logan Lerman was in it. And I have many issues with the Percy Jackson film, as I read all the books as well. And it is well acknowledged that the film is not a good adaptation. Standalone, like if it wasn't an adaptation, great.
Yeah, fair.
But as a book adaptation, it's not good. But there's the new series on Disney now, which is fantastic. There's only been like 4 episodes, but it's so good. Really, really good adaptation. So if anyone fancies watching that, it's great.
Yeah.
Would recommend. But yeah, that kind of sparked my little Greek mythology phase. And my sister did a classics degree as well.
So you had a lot of
So.
like mythology around you.
Yeah, but not like, I don't know. I don't think I was as obsessed as I know, like, some kids go through like a massive, big Greek mythology phase when they're little.
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it, that that's something that a lot of people go through. I mean, I don't know if kids nowadays still do, or if that was like an our generation kind of thing, but
I don't know. I feel like there was something that every child had a bit of, because it was like either Greek mythology, ancient Egypt,
Yeah,
that was a
ancient
big
Egypt
one.
is one too, yeah.
Probably the Tudors. I think the Tudors is probably, I don't,
That's probably a
maybe not
British
for
thing.
you, for yeah. But I think here, because you learn about the Tudors in like primary school age.
Yeah, that makes sense. I guess that's kind of like.
So I can imagine, I can understand why that would spark a bit of a.
Yeah, I think especially at sort of a younger age, I can just see it being quite magical, and like because a lot of it is like, a lot of it really did happen, to
Well,
then
yeah.
have that sort of Yeah, I think myths are a cool thing in and of themselves. Like the sort of half real, half magic, half like, all the gods and everything
Yeah.
is kind of cool. I can see
And I
why
know we're
that's
kind of
fascinating.
talking about Greek mythology because that's kind of the first thing you do think of
Yeah.
when someone says myths and legends. But just because we've got the list of book suggestions for this month in front of us as well, and I've actually just thought, and I would never have suggested it because it's chunky, but a good one for this theme would have been Priory of the Orange Tree.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a retelling of George and the Dragon
Nice.
from a feminist perspective in like a different world. Because I'm just thinking of other kind of myths and legends that aren't
Yeah.
Greek
Yeah, because I
based.
guess a lot of like, yeah, because like here, we're based in Europe. We probably think about it a bit like, well, we definitely think about it in a too Eurocentric kind of way. And for us, it's a lot of, the Greeks, the Romans kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we had quite a few suggestions actually from, retellings of different cultures of myths that I'd never heard of either, which is kind of cool. So there's a lot more like sort of, yeah, like African myths. So we had an Indian one as well on the list.
Yeah. Children of Buddha. Children of Blood and Bone books
Oh,
by
yes.
Tomi Adeyemi. They are based on like African, the stories of like African gods and goddesses
That's cool.
and magic, and she has used them as the basis for those books, and they are as well really, really good. I don't tend to suggest series,
No, yeah. Same.
and that's a trilogy. The final book's finally coming out this year. It's been like 4 years since the second one came out.
Yeah, because I remember I've been meaning to read those, but
Yeah.
I need to look into them again.
You may as well wait now until the
Yeah,
last
I
one comes out
probably
so you
will.
don't have to wait because
Yeah.
they all end on massive cliffhangers.
Yeah, I'll wait until they're all out in paperback, probably.
Yeah.
Remind me.
I will. But they are all really, really good. And that's, yeah, you kind of, I like stuff like that because you get to learn a bit as well about different
Yeah,
cultures.
exactly. It's kind of cool, like when you look into it, because I think you're right that we look at sort of the obvious retellings, but there is a lot of a lot of fantasy is influenced by different
Oh, yeah.
folk tales, fairy tales, myths and mythology and legends and stuff of different cultures, because
Yeah.
it's hard to make stuff like that up in its entirety almost.
It is, yeah. I am in awe of anyone who can.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it's cool to be able to, but at the same time I think there is a reason why certain myths and certain legends like stick with people. So I guess it makes sense as an author to sort of incorporate those,
Yes.
as long as you do that in a sensible
Yeah.
and sensitive way in terms of the culture.
And also, the daughter of the moon goddess, that
Oh.
is based on the Chinese myth slash legend of the moon goddess and how the moon, like the story of the moon,
Yeah, that's
that's a really
cool.
nice book. There is a sequel. I think it's just a duology. I've not read the sequel yet. I have got it on my shelf. That's the Heart of the Sun Warrior.
Oh, cool.
But that was on the list as well. That's a really good one.
That's got a really beautiful cover as well, doesn't it?
Oh, it's so beautiful.
I
Yeah,
remember loads of people
stunning.
sending pictures when it came out. Yeah, I do need to read
Absolutely
that.
stunning. Yeah.
I looked into because Iron Widow is based on the it's like a reimagining of the rise of China's first and only female emperor, Wu Zetian.
That's cool.
So that's a Yeah, like a reimagining as well. I wasn't sure, but I looked into it and it is. Obviously it's set in sort of like a sci-fi world, but
Yeah.
it's set in this like futuristic
That's cool.
interpretation of like medieval China, which is If you
That's
haven't
very
read
cool.
Iron Widow, I would highly, highly recommend it.
Yeah, I've still
Wonderful.
not read it. And I should because you recommended it many times.
Yeah, I mean, there will be, they are writing a sequel, which I think has been delayed, so you can always wait until the sequel comes out, but it is a great book even on its own. Like, it does end in a way where you do obviously want to keep reading, but I didn't know, like, when I first bought it, I didn't know there was another one in the works. It wasn't a
Yeah.
standalone, but I'm already looking forward to rereading it when the sequel eventually comes out. So,
I love books like that.
right is great. I love it.
Yeah.
I
I
think.
read it's a little bit off topic because it's not Myths and Legends, but kind of on topic because it's by Samantha Shannon, who wrote Fire of the Orange Tree. But her other series, The Bone Season. So I read the first three. And I assumed it was a trilogy.
Oh, okay, yeah,
And I
makes
was
sense.
reading the third one and it ended, and I was like, surely that is not how this trilogy is ending. So I Googled it and it was like, this is going to be a seven book series. And I was like,
Oh
oh, yes.
my
I was buzzing.
Oh, that's funny.
And now I get to reread them all every time a new one comes out, which is great.
It's great.
That's also a really good series if anyone is after like a bit of a dystopia future, but kind of urban fantasy. I don't know. Yeah, it's a dystopia, but
Okay.
it's not sci-fi. That
Yeah,
makes sense.
I get that.
It's good.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about the sci-fi aspect of Iron Widow to begin with when, well, before I read it, because it's not normally my kind of thing, sci-fi in general,
Yeah.
but it did work in this, and it's not too much sci-fi based where it's all, I don't know, I have this image sometimes of sci-fi where you have all these like science and tech people running around spouting words that don't mean
Yeah.
anything anymore, and it's all a bit, I don't know,
Yeah.
meaningless almost. I like sci-fi concepts in general when you use them in like a, yeah, like a dystopian setting and stuff.
Yeah.
It does work, but I worry about it being overdone.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But speaking of Samantha Shannon again, she's actually working on Hera, Rita, a book about
Oh,
Hera.
yes,
And
I've seen
actually,
that.
you know what? Now I think about it, The Bone Season is actually a retelling, and it is a retelling of one of the Greek myths. Is it Persephone and Hades? It might be. Prometheus and Pandora, that's what it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it is, I wasn't off topic. Go me.
Go you. That just shows again though, like how a lot of these books are, like stories are influenced by myths and
Oh
stuff.
yeah, and it's the same with a lot of fairy tale. Like a lot of
Yeah.
books are fairy tales, aren't they? Some
Exactly.
more
Like,
obvious than others.
yeah, and some, I think that the difference, especially with Greek myths and stuff, is that some of them market themselves as such and others don't.
Yeah. It's like a lot of films, modern Shakespeare.
Yes, yeah,
A
true.
lot of like or Jane Austen,
More
like
than you'd
Clueless.
think, really.
Clueless is Jane Austen, is Emma by Jane Austen.
Yeah, I mean,
And
everything is like Pride and
like
Prejudice these days.
well yeah. The Lion King is Hamlet, isn't it? Is
Yeah.
it Hamlet or King Lear? Hamlet, isn't it?
I think so.
I think it's Hamlet. You know, like so much stuff is a retelling.
Yeah.
And High School Musical is Grease. I'll say
Yes.
it.
The
Even do the cheesy
myth,
dance
the
thing called
legend, Greece.
Legend of Grease.
Not the country.
Everything is just, yeah. Not the country of Grease. So it's funny, even things you don't realise are retellings.
Yeah, I think with certain things you don't realize, and then someone tells you and you're like, oh my God, yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. But as soon as you kind of realize,
Yeah.
you're just like, ah, of course.
Of course. Do you have any other mythology or legend based books on your TBR, John?
Let me have a look at my bookshelf. I do have Girl, Goddess, Queen
Yeah,
on
I have
my
that as well.
shelf, that I haven't read yet.
Because that's Hades and Persephone. I think that's what I was thinking of.
Yes.
But then there's a few, like I've read a few, not read, I've seen a few Hades and Persephone
Yeah.
type books in the last few years.
I've got the two that I suggested, the two Jennifer Saint ones, so Electra and Ariadne.
Yes.
I've still need to read them, which is one of the reasons I suggested
Yeah, I've got Ariadne on my
them.
shelf as well.
I got, this is all coming back to Bloom and Samantha Shannon because I got those two books when, because when I went to see Samantha Shannon in conversation last year, it was with Jennifer Saint.
I remember
So I,
now.
it was, yeah, because it was the day of one of our meetups and I was
Yeah, you
heading to
went
Liverpool
to Liverpool
and I
afterwards.
had like eight books with me,
And then you bought more
including
books.
Priory and A Day of Fallen Night. Neither of which are short books.
No, they're both chunky.
Massive. So it was, yeah, they were very heavy. So yeah, I've got both of them. No more are jumping out at me from looking at my shelf that I haven't read. I've got a few more on my shelf that I've mentioned. So like the Tomi Adeyemi ones, all Samantha Shannon's. And I am not being paid by Samantha Shannon for this podcast, I would like to highlight, because I realise I have talked about Samantha Shannon a lot today.
That's totally fine.
And I suppose it depends what you class as myths and legends, because I'm looking at like A Discovery of Witches, and obviously there's a lot of legends there in terms of witches,
Yeah,
vampires,
that's true.
like. It's more of a historical fiction. Actually, well, it's not, is it? One of the three books is historical fiction. But you know, you get aspects of like Deborah Harkness obviously will have researched myths and
Oh,
legends
definitely,
surrounding
yeah.
witchcraft and vampires to kind of build on that in the book.
I mean, that applies, I guess, to a lot of like urban fantasy then, like
Well, yeah.
HMRC and stuff in terms of
Well,
like the
yeah.
legends of witches in England and things like that. So
Yeah. I suppose, yeah, myths and legends kind of
it
has a
encompasses a
much
lot of
broader
things.
range. Yeah. And I also noticed Good Omens was on the list. I mean, you know how much I love Good
I
Omens. That is
do.
one of my favorite books ever. And I also have American Gods by Neil Gaiman that I haven't read yet.
Oh, cool.
And it's on my shelf. I can't remember off the top of my head what it's actually about, but it's called American Gods, so I assume that is some kind of myths and legends links in there. But yeah, anyone who hasn't read Good Omens, please, please, please go and read it
Yes, I
because
will
it's so
read it
good.
eventually, Jen. I
Please,
promise.
you still need to finish A Discovery of Witches,
I
so.
know. I know. Yeah, I also have Girl, Goddess, Queen on
Yep.
my TBR and on my shelf because it's also like such a beautiful cover.
It's
I had
so,
to get
yeah.
it when it came out.
It is. It is.
And Ariadne as well. I got the special edition paperback when it came out, but I've not read it yet. And also by Natalie Haynes, I was actually talking to Elise about that the other day, is she's also written Pandora's Jar, which is about women in Greek myths, so it's more of like a it's less of a single retelling and more of like different individual stories and stuff. So I bought that one ages ago as well, back when I realized there were loads of Greek myth books, I think after I read Circe. And yeah, I really need to read that too. It sounds really cool, I think.
Yeah, that does sound good. There's one I actually do want to buy and read, the Margaret Atwood one that was
Oh, the
on the book vote.
Penelopiad, yeah.
I mean, I love Margaret Atwood
Yes.
anyway,
Have you,
but that
am I
sounds really good.
imagining this, or did you read The Silence of the Girls?
I have read that along, yeah, again, I'm pretty sure that was during lockdown, so a while ago now. I did really enjoy that.
Yeah. Left that on my shelf as well, I think.
And I read another one. Let me try and find it on Instagram. That it was during lockdown because I remember reading that, and then my dad saw me reading it and said, "Oh, you might like this one," and gave me one of his books
Oh, cool.
off his shelf that he thought I might like, which was a similar concept.
Yeah, what I really like about Greek myths being like a big thing as well is that like it I think it does like really span generations, like
Yeah.
because I used to like my mum and I have started reading certain books together to like then chat about them. So I think we're gonna read A Thousand Ships, which is also by
Yeah.
Natalie Haynes, is kind of cool because it's something that like loads of people came in contact with Greek mythology at one point or another. So like it's something that I can, you can speak to your parents about or your
Yes,
grandparents. It's
yeah.
kind of cool.
Why can't I find this book? It was something about names. I'm sure it was something about names. But I think I'm going to see my dad later, so I'll see if he remembers. He probably won't because it was a long time ago. But
House of Names.
it's not on my story highlights. If I go back far enough on my profile, I might be able to find it. If I do find it, I will let you know and you can,
I
yeah,
can link it below.
add it to the list of books that we talk about in this episode.
It'll be a long list, yeah.
It will be a long list, but a good list.
Yeah.
I will find this book.
You
That's
will
going to
find it.
really annoy me if I don't find this book.
Maybe you imagined it.
Did not. I don't see that. I have gone quite far back on Instagram already, so maybe I will find it.
Yeah.
I'm in August 2020. Oh,
Oh,
found it.
Jen
Yes.
found it.
I think it is what you did. You say House of Names?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was like, no, that's not it. Yeah, that's what
Maybe it
it
just doesn't have a catchy title. So what is it about?
was. I mean, I read it nearly 4 years ago. I can't really remember.
That we were looking for this book.
I'm like, I don't even
And I was
know.
like, I don't actually know if it was good. I don't really remember.
'Cause he, the author, he's Irish, I want to say. Yeah, Colm, I don't know how to pronounce that name correctly. I would say Toibin, but I don't know whether that's correct. But I'm sure, I've got a feeling I've read something else by the same author, but I don't
So
know.
it's a retelling of Orest.
It's really good. I remember really enjoying it. Orestes, after the death of Agamemnon.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
And one of the narrators is Electra, so it might link
Oh,
with
cool.
Electra by Jennifer Saint.
Yeah.
But it's I enjoyed it.
That sounds good.
I'm glad I remembered it because
Yeah,
it
I'm really glad we found it. You would have not been able to rest all day.
I really wouldn't. To Kill a Kingdom, I suppose that's kind of myths and legends, as
Yeah.
well as I know we kind of read it as a
Yeah.
fairy tale, but sorry, it
Oh,
just popped
yeah.
up on my
On
Instagram
your
as I'm scrolling
Instagram. No, that's true,
through.
though.
It's really random, just like To Kill a Kingdom out
Just throw it
of
in there.
nowhere.
We want to talk about that book again. But yeah, I mean that combines a lot of different things, doesn't it? It has the obviously the fairy tale aspect, like you said,
Yeah.
but it, legends of mermaids and sirens and
Yeah.
pirates, even like all of those things.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of books out there.
And what I like is that there are a lot tailored to kids as well.
Yeah, true.
So you can, like you said, it's all ages can
Yeah.
discuss books like this.
Yeah, because obviously a lot of Greek myths, especially, and I think, I mean, I guess mythology in general can be quite brutal and not very pleasant, but I think there are always different stories and different ways in which stories can be told that works for different
Yeah, definitely.
ages.
And I've been in the back of my head, been thinking about it while we've been talking. And my version of childhood Greek myth obsession
Yeah.
was King Arthur.
Oh, King Arthur. That's a good one. Yeah, that's
Yes.
very much a legend too.
Well, yes. What do you mean? He's buried in Alderley Edge. It's not a
Well,
legend.
true. I mean,
Or is that
legend doesn't
Merlin?
necessarily
Merlin's.
mean it's not true, I guess. But so did you try pulling swords out of stones and things?
I mean, I didn't go that far, but again, it is because of a TV show, BBC Merlin. Oh my God.
I was talking to my partner about this the other day.
So good.
I don't think I've watched some of it, I think, but
Oh my God. So when we were kids, on a Saturday night, we'd watch Strictly Come Dancing, and then it was, when we were younger, it was Robin Hood. The
yes.
BBC did an adaptation of Robin Hood, and that was on. And then they cancelled Robin Hood, and we were all fuming because we loved it. But it got replaced with Merlin. I have no words for how much I love that TV show. I desperately wanted to go to the castle where they
Yeah.
filmed the Camelot that was like Camelot, but it was like somewhere in the south of France,
No,
ironically.
that's difficult to get to.
Yeah. But we did go, but then yeah, after that I read a lot of books about like Arthurian legends. And we did, one year when we were in France, we did go to, it wasn't that castle, but we went to a castle
Cool.
that was, I can't 100% remember, but it was a castle that had a lot of, there were a lot of links to Arthurian like myths and legends in there,
Yeah.
which was very cool. If anyone wants to talk to me about Merlin or wants to do, or wants to start a Merlin watch along or anything.
I do want to watch it because it's funny that
So
we were
good.
talking about it just yesterday, I think.
That's crazy.
So, yeah.
It's so, honestly, so good.
Yeah, because it was all like loads of these shows that are kind of like a classic in British culture that were all like they all came out before I moved here, so I didn't really
Yeah.
like I've heard people talking about this one, but I've not ever really watched it, so
It's really good. It's very funny. Me
yeah.
and my sisters quote it all the time, like constantly. Oh, it's so good. But yeah,
Yeah.
that was my kind of the myths that I liked as a child were the Arthurian and Robin Hood as well. Mentioning
Yeah.
Robin Hood,
Yeah,
that's.
true. Yeah, it's funny how like it feels like everything, like so many different things fall into myths and legends, really, which is kind of cool.
So many. And it's just nice that every culture has their own myths and legends as well, because obviously in Britain we've got King Arthur, Robin Hood, George and the Dragon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, and I think I like the sort of, I like the trend of myth and legend retellings and reimaginings because I think it, like, especially when we try and not only focus on like our own legends, it's such a good way to learn about other cultures and their sort of their myths, their belief systems, and you know, their origin stories and stuff. I think it's a really cool way of like reading about that in fiction, like you know, like the Chinese myths or African
Yeah.
folk tales and stuff that are incorporated into these books, it makes it accessible to like new generations, and it's such a good
Yeah,
way to learn
definitely.
about other cultures, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Very good theme. Thanks, Jen.
Beam.
Oh yeah, we haven't said that
We
word in a
haven't
while
actually
though.
said theme as much as I
We didn't.
thought we'd say
No,
theme.
I think we said it quite a lot at the start.
Doesn't sound like a real word anymore.
No, I
Theme.
don't think it is. I think it
It's a
isn't real
lie.
anymore.
The word theme is itself a myth.
So yeah, that was fun just chatting about the theme and myths and legends. I think
Yeah.
we've all got a lot of books to add to our TBR now.
Definitely. Please don't. I don't need that.
No,
Like, too many.
let's try and read the ones we already have first.
Yes.
Thank you everyone for listening. We will have the long list of books that we talked about in the episode description. And yeah, let us know if you like us just chatting about our theme, which will be at the start of the month, but as you're listening to this, isn't the start of the month.
It's January. January doesn't count.
No, January doesn't count. And if you do want the full list of our book suggestions from January, then that is available to all of our patrons. So that is always linked below on how to find our Patreon. And that also means you get extra episodes of us being extra rambly and extra silly. So you've got that to look forward to.
Yes, would highly recommend.
Yes, it's caffeinated chaos, but very good
That is
chaos.
exactly what it is.
That's what we should have called it.
That is what we should have called it, caffeinated chaos. I want that on a t-shirt, actually.
Me too.
That can be our merch, podcast merch.
Podcast merch is just caffeinated
Caffeinated
chaos.
chaos.
I like that. So yeah, thank you all for listening, and I hope you are enjoying our January theme. There is still time to join in with our actual January book, Stone Blind by Natalie Haynes. So
Lots of
if you
time
fancy
because I've
that.
not read
No, I have not either.
it
Which is good that this episode is us just talking about the theme and not about the book.
yet.
So you will hear us again once we have read the book and are talking to you about it and to each other, I guess.
I
So
guess.
have a good rest of January. I hope you also get a bit of blue skies and sunlight like we have here. And
Yes.
we will speak to you soon.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
May is the perfect month to join in with the book club if you've been enjoying the podcast. This month's theme is science and fiction, and we're reading Anatomy, a Love Story by Dana Schwartz.